quite sure. Quarter past six this Easter week. Now with the Living Word here on RTE Radio 1, here is Father Vincent Sherlock.
Dear Judas, when I asked you to follow me, did you ever wonder what the future would hold? You were filled with hope. They say you were greedy, and that's why you put yourself in charge of the funds, but we both know that's not true. If you were seeking money, there are better places you could be. Do you remember the time we got a coin from a fish's mouth? I'm sure that amused you. I never worried about you and money, but I worried about you. You wanted more from me. I talked of peace and you dreamt of change. I talked of patience, turning the other cheek. You wanted action. You were tired of being the underdog. You think I didn't notice your inner thoughts and dreams, your belief that I would overthrow authority, solve problems and bring equality. I knew the disappointment had set in. I needed you to pace yourself, to slow down, reflect, and acknowledge the goodness that was in those around us, even those we did not understand. Did you think it would come to this, Judas, that you'd leave the table, having dipped your fingers in the same dish as I, and that the freshly washed hands would open themselves to 30 pieces of silver? I know you didn't sell me for those silver pieces. I heard them bang off the floor when you threw them back. You just lost sight of me for a while. I understand now, as I understood then. Your heart was always, always in the right place, if only you had paced yourself. I don't remember you for betrayal, Judas, but as a friend in too much of a hurry. Jesus.